USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that a new diplomatic chapter of the U.S.'s engagement in Afghanistan has begun. Blinken making the comments after the announcement that the final military flights out of the country have left Afghanistan. The Secretary of State also announced that the embassy would be moving its operations to Qatar.
As of today, we suspended our diplomatic presence in Kabul and transferred our operations to Doha, Qatar, which will soon be formally notified to Congress. Given the uncertain security environment and political situation in Afghanistan, it was the prudent step to take. For the time being, we will use this post in Doha to manage our diplomacy with Afghanistan, including consular affairs, administering humanitarian assistance, and working with allies, partners, and regional and international stakeholders to coordinate our engagement and messaging to the Taliban.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The Federal Trade Commission has its eye on gas prices. Tim Berg explains.
The Federal Trade Commission is going to crack down on gasoline price manipulation and unlawful mergers among big oil companies. FTC Chair Lina Khan telling the White House they will investigate abuses in the franchise market for retail fuel stations. Going forward, the FTC will challenge mergers where dominant players in the industry are buying family-run businesses. Khan adding they will reimpose prior approval requirements and probe practices related to fuel stations that are franchised. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Department of Education announced Monday that it was investigating five states for their bans on mask requirements in schools. The department's Office for Civil Rights says that the policies could be discriminatory against students with disabilities or health conditions. The department will investigate mask bans in Iowa, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
With the final U.S. military flights out of Afghanistan leaving on Monday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that there are between 100 and 200 Americans remaining in the country who want to get out. In remarks Monday evening, Blinken pledged that the U.S. would continue to work to get them and Afghans who worked alongside U.S. personnel out. But critics of the administration's withdrawal say that the U.S. broke its promise to get all Americans evacuated before the final pullout. Mary Beth Long, former Assistant Secretary of Defense under President George W. Bush, says that the U.S. left its citizens hanging when they went to the airport for evacuation. She tells CNBC that many promises went unfulfilled as the last troops left Afghanistan.
Last night, dozens and dozens of U.S. citizens went to the airport. They were called to go there, and the gates never opened. Those U.S. citizens were left hanging this morning, circling the gates, circling the airport, unable to do much of anything. That isn't the promise that Americans expect. We also haven't even begun to talk about the green card holders. These are American citizens who, some of them, put in their paperwork during COVID, but don't have the official paperwork back. There are probably, by our estimates, 5,000 U.S. citizen green card holders, and special immigration visa holders that did not get out. And this idea that they were given every opportunity or somehow a large number of them voted to stay is just not the case. It's undermined by the fact that they were circling the airport last night.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.